Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Why is there so much hostility towards me? I don't understand. I'm sitting here with my dear brother Rob Brenton. Rob comes up to me and is spouting nonsense after he was just eliminated from the tournament. He's done. He's home. He is a spectator in the tournament. And he has the audacity to worry about what winners do. That's what losers do. Worry what winners do. You know somebody that's always got to add their 2 cents into what you're doing? You are minding your business. I didn't come in here with any attitude. I didn't come in here with boastful spirit or energy. I just came in here just trying to play the game. Just trying to be one of the guys, one of the fellas. Rob is like, well, at least I lost with my alma mater. You lost.
There's nobility in that.
You take a badge of honor in losing in round one of a single elimination tournament. You're going home. You're done. Pack up for the day. Grab your belongings. Why are you even here? You know who's still here? People who won. I look at Alex Gold here. He won.
With Kansas, mind you.
The only people are running the tournament or winners. And I'm getting a lot of hostility from people for no reason. I was nothing but a great sportsman. The text line, CDOT, you're a traitor. Someone else, you're a typical closet KU fan. I didn't even pick Kansas. The gentleman picked Ohio State. He picked the best program in college football. I just wanted to have a comparable team. If the man had picked Tennessee, I would have picked Missouri.
See, that's where it's foul.
If the man had picked K-State, I would have picked Missouri. If he had picked Iowa State,
that's where
he picked
foul.
The second best team on the game. I had to match him. That's all I did, and I'm being criticized.
Don't tell me that's awful. Don't tell me Mizzou is a college football playoff-bound team. And the minute you have a chance to play a college football playoff-bound team in the game, running and hiding.
I don't think they're winning the national championship. You want to know who can? Texas. You want to know who can? Ohio State. I'm realistic about what they are. Yeah, they can make the 12-team college football playoff as the 9th team. Yeah, sure. They could beat Penn State at home. I don't think they're beating Ohio State on the road. I'm trying to be realistic about what they are. I just don't understand the hostility. I'm reading the text line, and someone called me Cheat Dot. How did I cheat? He picked the team. I picked the team. We played at a neutral site. I won. He went home. I didn't talk any trash. I didn't say nothing. I dapped the man up. I said hello to his friends. Shout out to the basement dwellers or whatever his group is. They are a cohort of losers, if you ask me, and I smoked their leader.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There's a promo running where you say, I'm going to play as Missouri. The minute any level of adversity shows up, I'm done with the Tigers.
Okay, I just want to ask one question, sir, really quickly. Ask Rob. Rob and I played earlier today. I had Missouri. He had Kansas. You've lost to Kansas 2 times today. It's like 2019 again here at the college football tournament. All I'm seeing is Kansas lose. Kansas lost. Kansas lost. I ain't seen Kansas win. It's like Turner Gill's back here coaching the Jayhawks. You're a loser. Don't talk to me. I am a winner. I'm not listening to you.
By the way, didn't Missouri play Ohio State last year? In a bowl game?
You know, I saw that.
That 100%, you were there live.
I was there.
And now you're telling me,
I was there. It was great.
I can't play with Missouri against Ohio State. Ohio State's too good. Missouri has no chance against Ohio State, even though last year they beat Ohio State.
You know what? Why don't we move forward together as a team? All right? You know what? I'm going to put it down. I'm sitting here, I'm reading it. The text line's mad. This guy called me a classless turd. You see the life that I have to live. It's hard. It's tough. You know what? I'll just continue to keep my head down, continue to try to compete. I just want to do the best I can in this tournament. I don't come into this with any pride, no arrogance. I'm just here to have a good time and be one of the fellas, man. That's it. That's all I'm about. I don't know who I play next, but I look forward to a very fun and competitive game. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Carrington here. I have advanced in the college football tournament. Rob, in fact, did not advance in the college football tournament. He did go out as a martyr, though. He did win or did lose with Kansas earlier today, and he feels a point of great pride. He feels a point of great pride
in playing with my squad. Yes. You know what? You're one of the people that watch the NCAA tournament. You're like, man, I want my team to really make the Final Four, and they lose. You're like, you know what? I've always been a big UConn fan. I just love UConn.
No, you're right.
Huskies till I die. No, come on, that's wow.
No, you're 100% right. Maybe I'm crazy. I heard Herman Edwards say, hello, you play to win the game. Now we're just playing for fun. Now we're just playing for, I don't know. I play for keeps. I don't know what you're talking about. I play for keeps. That's what I'm in the
next round. You're riding with Texas. You're going back to Missouri.
It depends on who my opponent gets. If my opponent gets a regular team, I'll get Missouri.
So if they roll with Oregon.
If they get Oregon, I'm getting Texas. What are we talking about? Get a regular team. You get a regular team. Someone on the text line said, you're acting like Joe Biden 2.0. See, that's what I mean. Now, see what I mean on the text line? You're going to call me that 196-year-old man.
Can't have nothing nice on the text line.
Yeah. Why I got to be that 235-year-old man? That was uncalled for.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.